Here's the Friday short for May 2nd of 2025. MAGA Michigan Republican House Speaker and man baby Matt Hall took a little page out of his dear leader's playbook by calling Democratic State Representative Mai Zong low IQ and, quote, one of the dumbest ones in the legislature. Now, that's quite the little insult there when you consider how many State House Republicans like Joshua Shriver, who scurried away from his own press conference to end gay marriage because he was afraid to answer questions, or Matt Maddox, who calls for a civil war against those he deems communists, even though that idiot couldn't define the word, or even Matt Hall himself. I mean, these are some of the people you wouldn't really mistake for being the best and the brightest in the room, kind of like their dear leader. Baby Matt, though, he had his little temper tantrum because Representative Zong made a video calling him out for closing down the State House when dear leader made his little visit to Michigan this week, because he couldn't just let dear leader and Gretchen Whitmer make their joint announcement about new jets going to Selfridge National Guard Base in Macomb County by themselves. No, Baby Matt wanted to leave the little kids' table so that way he could sit at the grown-ups' table and feel like that he was really important. And it's sad, because do you think dear leader really knows who Matt Hall is or cares who Matt Hall is? I mean, Trump's mind is turning into mush in real time as he argues over a doctored photo he must have received in one of those made-for-old-people right-wing email chains showing Kilmar Abrego-Garcia with MS-13 tattooed on his hands was real. It's not real, it's completely doctored. But rather than admit mistakes, not to mention the trashing of due process, dear leader Trump actually tries arguing how a doctored photo proves that Abrego-Garcia was rightfully kidnapped. I mean, that is pure insanity. And if you need more proof of Trump's mental decline, watch him vomit word salad when ABC's Terry Moran points to the Declaration of Independence in the Oval Office and asks dear leader what it means to him. And all dear leader could really say is that it's a declaration of love, unity, and respect. Now look, I didn't think that Thomas Jefferson was showing all kinds of love and respect towards the English monarchy in that piece, especially also by reaffirming this nation's desire to fight to the end for freedom. But maybe that's me. But does anyone out there, and this includes any MAGA listeners, including you, man baby Matt Hall, does anybody out there really believe that dear leader could really pass a citizenry test? Do you really think so? But forget the obvious cognitive decline that we're all seeing. Let's just look at his record in these first 100 days. The economy contracted from Biden's final quarter of 2.4% to Trump's first quarter of, well, let's see those numbers again. Oh yeah, negative 0.3%. Wait, is that winning? Or how about how he and Elon Musk are gutting essential funding for AmeriCorps programs, helping kids and the elderly in Michigan, or are trying to hurt unions in Michigan, or are trying to enrich themselves with these corrupt crypto scams? Is that winning? Or how about those awesome tariffs that are hurting Michigan now? Winning? It's no wonder why dear leader and Elon Musk's poll numbers are falling fast. But rather than actually pass bills to help people, Matt Hall didn't want to work this week. He chose instead to slobber all over dear leader during his visit. But what's Matt Hall and the Michigan Republican Party slobbering all over while our state and national economy teeters on the edge of disaster? And I think that's why Representative Mai Zong angered Matt Hall so much that he had to stomp around and had a little temper tantrum in front of the cameras after she called him out for not showing up for the working class. Because Matt Hall's never shown up for the working class, and so much so that he's had chances to vote in favor of funding for that same Selfridge base. He voted against it in the past. And now he wants to take credit. Again, like a child would. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Matt Hall's MAGA Republican majority in the State House really did do some work on behalf of the working class this week in Michigan. Let's see. What did they do? Oh yeah, they failed to pass a bill that would have made it harder for married women to vote. And they used valuable time and energy debating a bill that means everything to all of us up here, renaming a body of water over 1,000 miles away from here to please their dear leader. Now, I must be missing something because I'm unsure as to how that exactly helps working class Michiganders. You see, insults and temper tantrums are all MAGA Republicans like the man baby himself, Matt Hall, can do, since they have no policies or original thoughts of actually helping the working class. In other words, people like dear leader Trump, Elon Musk, and Matt Hall have no class. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, the Gram, and also on YouTube. Subscribe and like the show on YouTube and also wherever you get all of your podcasts. Remember, take the battle to them.